Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Oh, my goodness. Hello, hello, hello. Surprise, 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 guys. Welcome to season 3 of Quality Queen Control. I am so happy and thrilled to be back. As you guys know, I'm back on YouTube. I got the podcast back now. Yeah, I mean, hello, hi, and we have a new podcast day. So instead of doing uploads on Tuesday, we are now uploading on Wednesday. So happy hump day to you guys. I'm so happy to be back doing my favorite thing ever, which is recording this podcast. And it just feels so good to be back. I feel like a little, you know, miniature life update is definitely due right now because I think you guys should know. I mean, as you guys can tell, I've been doing really well, actually. I feel like I am extremely balanced, like all of the things that I wanted to do before and all the aspirations and things like that that I had, I am now able to put that affirmative action behind doing it. And I don't know, it just feels really good. I also started reading this book. Like, for some reason, you know, I've always believed in the law of attraction. And for some reason, I just watched the movie The Secret again. And I don't know, like, ever since that happened, I feel like there has just been a dramatic shift in my mindset. And it was honestly an amalgam of things that I was doing that kind of put me in this, I guess, place that I'm in right now. And it just feels really good. I feel very in control. And if there's one thing that I really have learned, and I'll probably even talk about this in a future podcast episode because it is that significant to me about kind of how I got to this point right now. But I feel like what has been on my heart to talk about is connection and isolation. And the reason why I think this is so important is because I noticed there was a theme. I was talking to one of my friends and I said, I feel so incredibly blessed that I am this age and I have the friends that I've had for such, you know, a significant amount of time that whoever comes into my life, it's like I had a life pre-existing before them. And, you know, you can't always help the circumstances, the cards in which you were dealt. Like, you know, I have known people from high school, literally, that they're still with their boyfriends from high school. And I kind of find it interesting because I consider people that are single in their 20s, honestly, to be a bit lucky. I mean, I know that may be a little bit of an unpopular opinion to some, but I think that I've cultivated such a, like, an enjoyable life in being single that I really feel like I've reached that point in doing all the self-work and things like that and healing that it's not something that I'm missing. And I think that's the perfect place to be in. Because think about this. When you're in a relationship for a really long time, right, you only know that person. And the younger that you are, again, like, not, we can't always help the circumstances in which we are dealt. This is not to throw shame on people that are in relationships that have met their partners young or anything. But this just is food for thought, right? If you are someone that maybe sometimes feels discouraged by being single, and that's not even what this podcast is about, but just hear me out. If you're someone that feels like that, consider this. You know, sometimes you meet guys, and especially the younger you are, and that consumes you, not even the younger you are. I mean, every single relationship kind of goes through like a honeymoon phase, I call it. But some people, they kind of stay in the isolation phase because it's not a honeymoon phase for like, you know, 3 years straight or anything like that. You know, it's just not realistically. And you don't realize that in doing that, you every decision of I becomes a we. And so you don't even know how to function anymore because the community that you could have been building, if you are someone that is single, this is something that to consider. If you have the ability to have friends and hang out with your friends, trust me, that is something that you really want to be thankful and grateful for, because having your own individuality when you are in a relationship is very healthy, because you don't feel like you're, especially if you live with someone, you don't want to feel like your entire life is literally encompassed by one individual. I'm sorry. Like, even if you think that you do want that, trust me, you don't. What you want is to feel that for yourself, because you're going to spend a lot of time with someone than you are without someone. And I've always said that. Why? Because at the end of the day, life is actually very long. And so consider yourself to be lucky, because even think about your friends that you may have had that as soon as they get a boyfriend, they disappear, right? And you kind of get into the habit of forgetting that friend even really, like, you don't consider them as much in your plans and things like that, because, you know, not even in a place of anger or anything, but just because you know that they're in a relationship and they're usually isolated. And you can always tell kind of when something's going on, or maybe if they broke up or something, because that individual starts to resurface and it's kind of like, oh, wow, yeah, oh my God, I completely forgot. Like, it's like you don't want to turn around and feel like you have no sense of individuality because you were so encompassed and engulfed in that one individual. And the younger that you are, it's easy to do those things because you don't have much to kind of cultivate, because you're still figuring out, you know, things, you know, in your head. I mean, we kind of always are, to be genuinely honest with you, we kind of always are. But the younger that you are, it's like all of that time, I was telling one of my friends, like all this time that I've had, like the dating experience and boyfriends and things like that, it's like I'm so grateful for those experiences, because I had the balance of having boyfriends and being single and just dating and figuring out what I didn't like. And I think it's just an interesting thing to point out that if you're someone that is in a relationship for so long, you may not get that chance. Or if you are someone that, you know, is in a relationship and you feel that you didn't realize it, maybe that you've been isolated from your community of friends, like that's not healthy. You know what I mean? Especially think about it. When you have an entire life, you know, pre-existing to someone, it's not healthy to just completely throw that away. You know, it's important to remain that, to keep that balance. I'm telling you, angels, it's important to keep that balance, because when your man, you know, wants to, you know, maybe have a night out with the guys or whatever, like you don't want to just be glued to each other and kind of create this codependent relationship or connection, the point of this podcast. You don't want to have this toxic connection to someone where you cannot coexist without them. And on a platonic level, I get so many questions of like, oh my gosh, I have no friends. I don't know how to make friends, all these different things. And for those of you that may not know, I am definitely a faith-based person, and I do consider myself to be a very spiritual person, and I think it's so important to anchor ourselves in things. I think society is very, you know, superficial, and it's important to be a part of something that is almost bigger than you, and be anchored in something. And for me personally, that is like my faith and how I choose to live my life. And it has a dramatic impact on my decisions and my viewpoint or perspective, I should say, because I mean, think about what has happened, like even in my career, you know, when I hit 200K, right, it is going to be a very, very beautiful and emotional moment for me, because I can almost cry when I think about it right now, because it's like the person that I have become, like, I am so different than the person that I was at 100K than I am like reaching that 200K. Very different person. And that's not to say like, that wasn't me. Like, no, like that definitely, those were my viewpoints. And some of them are still the same. And some of them have changed. A lot of them have changed. And I'm so grateful that like I get to be all of myself. And it's just so well received as well. I mean, I'm very fortunate for that. And it just made me realize like, even the connections that I have with my friends and things like that, I am so grateful for, because your community matters and what you tell yourself matters. And when you isolate yourself and whatever it is that you tell yourself, when you're alone and, you know, no one is around, that becomes your like subconscious voice. And that those tend to be the thoughts that are on autopilot. Right. So if you're telling yourself, I can't trust people, everyone's fake, all these things, then that's exactly what you're going to see. It's no coincidence that as soon as you decide, oh, I love that Range Rover, now all of a sudden you're seeing it. And not only are you seeing that specific car that you love so much, but you're seeing it in the exact color that you want it in. You don't think that's interesting? So this made me think, and it should provoke you to think, if my words or thoughts could be that powerful that I could even like a car and now all of a sudden my brain is seeing it everywhere, then what else can I kind of like manifest for myself? What else do I want in my life that I can speak positively towards? I don't think enough of us understand the gravity of our thoughts and how that lack of having an anchor in something, whatever it is, okay, whether it's, you know, God and Jesus, or, you know, just being a spiritual person, or, you know, just having an anchor in something directly reflects how you view your relationships in your life, both romantically and platonic. Why? Because we search for happiness in other individuals so much. And at the end of the day, we're human beings. We are flawed. We're going to make mistakes. We may hurt people in search of our own self-discovery. We may have moments where we have blind spots and we are unaware of the impact of what we said or did to someone and how it made them feel. So when we place our happiness on another individual, right? And they, you know, may fail or maybe disappoint us. All of a sudden, we take that one experience and we're just like, oh, this is why people are the worst. And even as it pertains to men, if you genuinely claim that you want love and all of these things, you can't think that all men suck, men are just liars, you got to play them all these different things, because I think that that's exactly what we draw to us, because you focus so much on what you don't want that you actually end up getting that exact thing. When we are not connected, and I mean this in every aspect, I mean connected in your heart, connected in your soul, what sets your soul on fire? Like, I think everybody needs to feel the feeling of being in alignment with their purpose, because it is bliss. It is inexplicable. When you have that and you have that peace that you've cultivated within yourself, like, you genuinely feel so unstoppable, right? You attract such good things. You ever wonder how you have a great day and it seems like everything that day is just perfect? You ended up going to Starbucks and the guy behind you just ended up paying for your drink. I mean, what is going on today? It's just everyone loves me a little extra. And it's like, or you have a bad morning and it's like, you okay? You stub your toe. Then it's like, you know, someone cut you off in traffic. And then it's like, you know, because you were so mad, it sent you into a rage, and now you're late for work because you were like having a car race with the person that cut you off. And you tend to, everything bad tends to, you know, it feels like it's happening to you, and you're just like, well, I guess today just isn't my day then. Well, yeah, that day's not going to be your day because you just declared that it wasn't your day. So if you're someone that wants to connect with people, you need to connect with something that's bigger than you, and you need to connect with yourself. That is who you're searching for. You're searching for you. Okay. And I know this may sound, you know, to some like, oh my God, like, what is she, you know, talking about? And it's like, this is just how I live my life. And this is what I choose to believe, because at the end of the day, thoughts are very powerful. What you tell yourself is the narrative that you're going to live out. Okay. You're going to live that out. And at the end of the day, if you tell yourself, I don't trust people, this is why I don't have friends, this is why, you know, everyone's fake, people are just, they just care about social media, no one really cares about anybody. Like, people that are just self-actualized and happy, I can assure you that they don't think like this in their brains. Okay. And I consider myself to be one of those people. I genuinely do not think like that in my brain. I don't think, wow, this person thinks they're all that. Or like, I just, my brain doesn't go there, you know? And if your brain does, guess what? You can fix it. You need to take the work, do the work, and you need to start changing your thoughts. If you want to connect with people, you got to connect with yourself. You know, there are a lot of people that are complaining about what they don't have. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you be so hyper-focused on this? And if life has been so cruel to you, where you can't trust anybody, you're just a lonely person, and you're going to live that out. Oh, yeah, well, I bet you that person didn't respond to my text message because, like, she like feels this way about me. And you're already setting up these like theories in your head, because again, thoughts are very powerful. And now you have confirmation bias. This person took a day or too long to answer your text message, and you just think, oh, see, like, this is why I just can't with people, because every time I try to make a connection, like, people are just so fake and so this and so that. And it's like, you have to sometimes turn around and realize, like, what is my role in this? Because it's never usually about other people. You have to take accountability for what your role is. And if you want to connect with people, you want to connect with friends, you want to make true connections, you need to connect to yourself truly. You need to connect to a higher power. Source, as some people like to call it. God, as some people like to call it. Whatever. Anchor yourself. You need to anchor yourself, because that is going to be a direct reflection of your relationships in all of your life. If you don't believe, okay, that anything good is going to happen, then that's exactly what's going to happen. Okay? If you think that there are no real people out there, it's no mistake that you actually live that reality, isn't it? It's no mistake that you tell yourself that you're a loner and no one actually wants to be around you, it feels like. There's no mistake that you tell yourself that guys really are all liars and they cheat and they, you know, always lie to you, and they never really, like, you can't seem to just get a boyfriend. And it's no mistake that that's exactly what you end up attracting, to then further validate the things that you're thinking in your head. And I think thoughts are so important, because confirmation bias is a serious, serious like thing. And you can literally convince yourself of things. I mean, think about it, ladies. You can be with a guy and he's literally treating you like trash, and you magically seem to hyper-focus so conveniently and blindly on all the good still. It's like, okay, like, so what? He like didn't show up for dinner. Like, it's fine. He told me he was going to come home that night. And, you know, he ended up coming home like 3 hours later, and those hours are unexplained, but, you know, like, whatever. Like, it's amazing what we can tell ourselves and what we choose to romanticize, you know? But we're so quick to cut off other things. Like, let me tell you something. Life is not black and white. There's a lot of gray. And I saw something the other day on Instagram that said, let's normalize giving our friends the same chances that we give guys, because we tend to give guys so many chances for things that they have done that are like kind of crazy. But like, if a friend may mess up, genuinely, it's your call, then why are you so quick to cut that person off? Okay? You have to, like, if you know in your heart, right? Like, think about it. If you know that you're a good friend and that you're a very trustworthy person, right? You're not going to constantly feel like, oh my God, I can't trust people because like people are just going to do you dirty. Like people can't be trusted. You're not going to think like that because you know your stance and where you're coming from. And usually it's human psychology. People tend to think people are just like them usually. So that does tend to have a huge impact on our thoughts. Okay. So if you're someone that thinks that, oh, like, you know, like I don't have trust issues with friends. I have no problem making friends or anything like that. Then usually that is the case for you. So it's simply whatever it is that you tell yourself, you're going to live that narrative out. That's what you're going to do. Like, it really is that cut and dry. And then you know what the thing is? When you tell yourself anything negative, what does it do? It makes you isolate yourself, which then further validates all the things that you were already thinking in your head. And then it also brings about shame, and shame is the number one way to isolate yourself. And this is why if you truly want to connect with people and have genuine friends, genuine love, genuine relationships, that genuine connection needs to be made with yourself. When you genuinely, like, how many times can I say genuinely? When you seek out to connect with yourself, you have compassion and understanding that, you know what? I can separate what this person did from who they are right now because I know that I was once there too. And even if I wasn't there in that particular way, I know what this person means versus what they did. I have compassion towards them because I know that they're just going through a rough time, and it happens. And that's also how it is with true friendships. In order to cultivate true, meaningful relationships, guess what it requires? Vulnerability and intimacy. If you don't have that with yourself, then you're not going to get it. If you're not real with yourself, you can't be real with other people. I hate to break it to you, but that's the truth. You want people to be so real with you, but you have blinders on. You're not real with yourself. Okay, we all have blind spots. We all have areas in our lives that we may think, you know, are great, but if you're continuously seeing a pattern of constantly things are happening to you, you're always finding yourself caught up in drama, you're always finding that you're taking offense to everything that happened to you, you feel like, woe is me, you're the victim, all these different things. Check your connection to yourself. Check what it is that you're anchoring in. If every day you wake up and you are on, what is it? They have Instagrams that have like drama on it and stuff. And like, you know, here is drama, here and there is like fun, you know, with things like that. But it's like for that to consume you, it's going to become a part of you. And then you start talking about that. You start thinking, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, you start to live out your life like it's an actual drama page or channel. That's what you start to do. Like, there's nothing is by mistake. If you think that, oh my God, this person, if you always have something to say about someone, it's because you're not doing what it is that you're supposed to do. If you find yourself so focused on what's real and who's doing this and who's doing that, that tells me that there's something going on with you. Because there's no way anyone on earth can be that hyper-focused on everyone else doing what they're supposed to do for themselves and in their own lives. And when you when you behave like this, you do isolate yourself because emotionally mature and healthy people do not want to be around that. And so, yeah, you're going to attract people that, surprise, are on that same wavelength of, well, doing the same things as you do. But you don't like that, right? You don't like it. And the thing is, you may not even realize that you're doing the same thing. So someone else being like this, it's like, I don't want to be around that person. I feel like I always attract people like this, not realizing that there's a part of you that is just like that, that's being mirrored to you, and you're not even realizing it because you're not connected. That's the thing, okay? Nothing is by mistake. Nothing is an accident, okay? Everything happens in its divine timing, and I strongly encourage you guys to really connect with yourselves, okay? And to take that time to have solitude with yourself, okay? We all need it. Because if you are someone that's constantly codependent on plugging in to everyone else's drama, because that is connection to you. Connection to you is drama, always having something to say about someone, about something, inserting your opinion about this and that. Usually opinionated people are not usually doing things that are making them happy. They're not in a place mentally that's making them happy, because nobody happy is super opinionated, because you have your own things going on. You have your own life. And what do you do the most? People that are super opinionated, they project the most. It's insane, and they genuinely don't see it. So it's quite fascinating, actually. But they're not connected to themselves, literally at all. But you can think you are. That's what's crazy. Your brain can actually make you think you are, but you're not. Can't be focused on such crazy, frivolous things and not taking accountability for why the circumstances around you are the way that they are. There's just no way that you can have that mentality and not realize that to some degree, you did attract exactly that dynamic. Like, energy is very real, angels. Energy, you cannot lie, hide behind energy. You just can't. They're like, I'm sorry, that is it at the end of the day. And if you believe anything negative, that's exactly what you're going to see in your life. You know, at the end of the day, when we want to genuinely connect with people, we need that interpersonal interaction. We need to understand that it takes time to cultivate something that's true. And it takes patience, okay? It takes compassion. That's what true friendship requires. It requires elasticity, flexibility, vulnerability, intimacy. Okay? If you don't have at least one person, okay, that you can genuinely talk to without feeling judged, without feeling like they're going to go repeat what you said and try and make you look bad or something like that, then that's not a healthy friendship to have. And if you have to sit in solitude by yourself for a while and be like, okay, let me regroup here, you're going to make more friends. I need you guys to stop telling yourself, like, I am a loner and I have no friends. And like, no, that's not it. Nothing lasts forever. Okay, nothing lasts forever. It's a good and it's a bad thing. Nothing lasts forever. So with that being said, you think that all of your life you're just never, ever, ever going to make friends? Usually I find that people that adapt this mentality are people that victimize themselves a lot. They think that, oh, this always happens to me. People are doing this to me. People are always, everything is just like me, me, me. I'm so unfortunate. Oh my God. Like, it's just, it's exhausting and it's insufferable, quite honestly. Okay. It is not only you. You are not the only person in the world that has, you know, goes through things, that feels feelings, that has friends that come and go, that have life situations that are up and down. It is not just you, okay? It is not just you. You have to really, like, check in with yourself, clear your mind, connect with yourself. How can you connect with yourself? Well, You can start reading books that are self-help books. Books. I have a ton that I always like recommend on my channel and stuff. I'm actually going to include it in the description box permanently so that I can have like my top reads and things too that I suggest. But it was actually in one of my recent videos in the pinned comment. I literally listed a million books of books to read I highly suggest in your 20s. So it's in my watch this if you're in your 20s video. And I highly suggest that you guys do those things because they really do shape and mold you. What you tell yourself, the seeds that you're planting really do shape and mold you as an individual. And if you want to connect with people, like I said, you have to connect with yourself. You have to be genuine with yourself. You have to be able to be vulnerable with yourself. And it sometimes, yes, it does get ugly before it gets beautiful. It's frustrating. It's constantly vacillating between, you know, progress and a million steps back, it feels like, but that's still progress. And it has to be done because, unfortunately, I think a lot of people just want shortcuts to things. You know, that's why they'll probably click on a video and it's like, okay, like I just want to know like how to do this and that. And it's like, okay, when someone explains, you know, oh, do this and that, it's like, oh, no, but I don't want to do that. And I just don't want to do that. And it's like, then you're just not ready to do the work, right? Nothing worth having is going to come super easy. There has to be some sort of, you know, sacrifice to some degree or a period of discomfort or what have you. That's going to come. I actually read this quote in this book that I absolutely love called Brave Enough. And it says, the narratives we create in order to justify our actions and choices become in so many ways who we are. They are the things that we say to ourselves to explain our complicated lives, but perhaps the reason you've not been able to forgive yourself is that you're still invested in your self-loathing, which is what I say, that victim mentality. Would you be a better or worse person if you forgave yourself for the bad things that you did? If you perpetually condemn yourself, does that make you good? And no, obviously, it doesn't make you good, okay? And here's another quote. If someone is being unkind or petty or jealous or distant or weird, you don't have to take it in. You don't have to turn it into a big psychodrama about your worth. That behavior so often is not even about you. It's about the person who's being unkind or petty or jealous or distant or weird. If this were summed up on a bumper sticker, it would say, don't own other people's crap. The world would be a better place if we did that. And I couldn't agree more. I call it plugging in. All you have to do is just choose to not plug into people's drama. And this is a part to me of having boundaries for yourself. If someone is constantly calling you with like their chaos and drama, you can simply just say like, hey, I actually have to like finish this up or whatever. I'll like call you at like another time just so that you can respect your boundaries because people are not even always aware that they're even doing it, you know? But you, it is your job, you know, instead of blowing up and saying, oh my God, shut up. I don't want to hear another thing you have to say. You always call me with like garbage. Instead, just get busy. Okay. You don't really have the capacity to hear that. And that is okay. That is you respecting your boundaries. And if you have a genuine, true friend, then they're going to understand that. It's really that cut and dry. But you have to voice these things and have in order to implement these boundaries. Because at the end of the day, angels, not to be pessimistic, but it really is true. I mean, no one is really just going to come and like hold your hand along through life. Life and God and source provides us with resources. That means that friend that we can talk to and lean on, you know, that means that, you know, therapy, even if that's something that you need as well, that means, having the community of, you know, friends that you have, you know, going on doing girls' nights and things like that, it can mean so many different things. There are so many different resources, okay, of ways that we can just feel like, you know, calm, take a break, things like that. So many different resources that we can plug into and connect with that tells us that we have a choice. So if you're going to choose to constantly plug into something, then that is you connecting to it. It is not happening by accident. And you taking responsibility and ownership of this is actually quite freeing, right? It's like, wait a second. You mean to tell me that I don't have to internalize everything that people project onto me? Yes. That's exactly, that is precisely what I mean, sister. That is, yeah, you got it. Yeah, babe, right there. You don't have to. And if there's one thing I'm good at, it's all my friends are actually pretty good at it. We just don't plug into like nonsense. Like it's just, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And you just have to sometimes just let people just, you know, kind of do their own thing on their own. And then you just come back around when it kind of quiets down. But if you get invested into everyone else's drama, then you're going to personalize their failures. And that's not for you to do. It's not for you to do. So again, you have to remember these things, angels. You have to connect with yourself and be anchored in something, something faith-based, spiritual-based. Anchor yourself in something like that. And it's going to have a direct reflection of how you are in your interpersonal relationships. Because if you cannot show up for you, then no one else will. No one else will. If you don't want to take that time to sacrifice, to really get to know yourself, to really be open and vulnerable with yourself, it's lonely sometimes. It's aggravating. It feels like you do go through a period where you feel like, oh, why me? And then it just gets better. And then it gets easier. And then you feel in control. And then you're better equipped for when you're tested by something. And you will not fail the same. It may feel like it, but you won't. You're failing forward. And I've talked about this a million times before. But that is the end of this podcast episode, angels. I want you guys to connect, and also connect with me on YouTube. You guys know that I upload every Tuesday and Thursday now, and I've been premiering a lot of my videos, so make sure that you check in. Usually I'm uploading at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can come hang out with me, come chat as we watch the live premiere of my videos. Yes, I am so excited to be back, and I can't wait for you guys to see all the new episodes that I have coming up. I definitely have some guests too that I would like to bring on, and it's just, this is going to be an exciting season. It's season 3, and 3 is my favorite number also, by the way. Yeah. And yeah, that is it, angels. I love you so, so, so much. And I will speak to you guys in my next podcast episode. Mwah.